It's a skill set and honor to be here today. As I say every week, one of the highlights of my week is to be with you and to talk Divrei Torah. And this Shabbos, we have a Sukkos. No Parsha Shir per se, but we have the holiday of Sukkos. So we're going to do like we always do. We're going to ask a couple of questions, and then we're going to come out with that major yisod, that major foundation point that we could bring into our lives in a very real way. Again, every single one of these questions could be its own Divrei Torah. You could say it over in the Sukkah. So let's begin. The great Chidah, Rav Chaim Yosef David Azulai, one of the greats in Yerushalayim, he lived in 1724 to 1807, asked the following famous question. We know that when Klal Yisrael was in the Midbar, there were three things that they had. They had the Be'er Miriam, in the Zechus of Miriam, they were able to have water. We know that they had Mon, and the Midrashim say that they had the Mon for Moshe Rabbeinu. And they also had the Anani HaKavod. Rashi, throughout all of Masechet Sukkah, on that Beis Amud Aleph, right in the beginning on the Mishnah, Rashi on Beis Amud Beis, Rashi on Daf Dalid, keeps on saying that the Sukkah is Anane HaKavod. That represents Aaron HaKohen. We know we have a machlokes between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Elazar, found in Masechet Sukkah, Daf Yud Aleph on the Beis. Why do we sit in a sukkah? Do we sit in the sukkah for the Anani HaKavod, for that cloud hovering over? Or do we sit in the sukkah because we literally sat in booths? However, we paskin, Rashi paskins, Anani HaKavod. So question one, ask the great Chidah. Why do we have a holiday of Sukkot because of Anani HaKavod? Why don't we have a holiday of the water? Why don't we have the holiday of the mon? Yeah, of course, Jews, they love eating. Of course, it's always like the mon every holiday. That's why Yom Kippur is so hard. We don't have our food, but we have a yontif before. But why specifically a holiday for the Anani HaKavod representing Aaron? Question one. Question two. The Rabbeinu Bechai, the great Bachya ben Usher, one of the great Rishonim. He lived in 1255 to 1340. A Talmud of the Rashba, and Rabbeinu Bechai wrote so many famous works on the Chumash, and also famous Chovos HaLevavos, the duties of the heart, beautiful sefer, it's actually translated into English, the Musar sefer that's used throughout all the yeshivas, and he also wrote another sefer called Kara Kemach. Kara Kemach was 60 prokim going into different philosophical ideas. And Rabbeinu Bechai, one of the great Rishonim, again, in his classic works, he talks about the pshat, the actual simple understanding of the pasuk. He talks about drash, what comes out from the pasuk. He talks about Kabbalah, again, using the Ramban Nachmanides, 1197 to 1270. The great Ramban, he uses that work as a basis for his a lot of his Torah. And Rabbeinu Bechai says something fascinating. He says that the whole holiday of Sukkot, we know the Gemara in Sukkah, right in the beginning of Masechet Sukkah, we know that the height of a Sukkah, the wall of a Sukkah, needs to be at least 10 Tefachim. Says Rabbeinu Bechai, why 10? That represents the Aseres HaDibros. Then he says 7 Tefachim. There's a machlokas between Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel. We paskin like Beit Shammai. The Gemara is found in Sukkah and Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. And we say that the width needs to be at least 7 Tefachim. Why 7? Says Rabbeinu Bechai, representing the Shiva Rakia. So he says if you do the dimension, 7 times 10, upper math, 70. He says that represents the Shiva Umas Ha'olam, the 70 nations, and it also represents Shivim Panim LaTorah, that there are 70 ways of understanding different ideas. Then he says that we have the tzeil, we have the shade coming from the schach. And he says that when a person learns Torah, he is being in the tzeil of Hashem. Very famous comment found by the Akedah Skitzchak, he says, we know the Gemara tells us in Sukkah, it's very nice to learn in the Sukkah, you're dwelling with the Ribbono Shel Olam. But there's a whole discussion in the Gemara, if you should learn Bi'iyun, if you should take apart the text, learning up in depth. Should you learn it in the base medrash or should you learn in the sukkah? The Keyes Yitzchak says that when you learn even in the base medrash, the Ian, it's as if you're in the sukkah. So question two, what's all these correlations? What's the comparison between Shivim Panim LaTorah, that we're in the sail of the Torah, the shade of the Torah? What is Rabbeinu Bechai, this great Rishon, what's he referencing to? Question three, the Torah brings down the famous Torah. The Torah says that we know that the Torah goes out of its way and says that a person needs to sit in the sukkah, kibis sukkos hoshafti. And the Torah says, first, a lot of famous comments of the Torah says that when you go into the sukkah, you need to remember Yitzias Mitzrayim. I remember that I was taught in yeshiva, and when you go home, you tell them exactly that you have to make sure to remember Yitzias Mitzrayim. And I remember every year, we would say that you have to remember that this, the Torah says, it's ma'akev, it's imperative. Maybe you're not yosei the mitzvah. If you don't say that, you don't feel that you're really from Mitzrayim. And he says, because it's in the pasuk. But the Torah then says, I don't get it. Why are we having sukkahs if it's zecher yisias Mitzrayim? So then, why are we not having sukkahs in the time of, in the time of the Aviv, in the time of yisias Mitzrayim? Why specifically after Yom Kippur? And furthermore, the great Meshech Chochma, Rameir Simcha Midivinsk, asked the question. We know that we have a mitzvah of Hakel. We spoke about it in Parshas Nitzavim Vayelech, one of the last mitzvahs of the Torah. Is we have a mitzvah of Hakel. All of Klal Yisrael gets together. They go to Yerushalayim. The king goes and he reads Sefer Devarim. And they have all the Gemara says in Chagiga, on Daf Gimel, that all the women, the men, and the children would come and they would have a whole gathering. And we know that the Medrash says that it would happen when? It would happen after Shemitah, during Sukkot. Ask the Meshech Chochma why. Why then? So again, a lot of questions. Let's just review. Chida says, why specifically Anani HaKavod? Why Aaron HaKohen? Question two. Question on Rabbeinu Bechai. Why are we saying that the Sukkah represents the idea of the Torah, the idea of Shiva Rakia, the Aseres Hadivros? When you're learning Torah, it's as if you're in the Sukkah. What does that mean? And lastly, this famous Torah that you have to remember Yitzias Mitzrayim, but why now? Why right after Yom Kippur? Why is Sukkot right in the time now? Comes along the Yesod. Again, there's a lot of Yesodis, a lot of foundation points. We're going to try to put it all together like we always do. Says the Chida, three answers to question one. Why specifically the Anani HaKavod? Says the Chida. Because we know that if you don't eat, if you don't have your food, and you don't have the water, you can't live. However, if you don't have protection, although it will make life difficult, you could live without shelter. There are people that are homeless, unfortunately. They don't have a shelter. So Sukkot represents the holiday. And Hashem says, I love you so much. I don't necessarily need to give it to you, but I'm giving you the Anani HaKavod to show that I provide shelter for you. That I'm hovering over you. I'm watching you. I'm with you. I'm creating your heating system and your air conditioning system, and I'm creating shelter for you. That's one answer, says the Chida. Says the Chida, another idea, that if you look in the Torah, you never find that Klal Yisrael ever complained about the Anani HaKavod. They complained about the water many times. They complained about the man. We know we have incidents with the Slav, and they complained about the man. They never complained about the Anani HaKavod. Hashem says, since you never complained about the Anani HaKavod, I'm going to give you a holiday that is Anani HaKavod. My presence hovering over you. Answer number three. What does Aaron represent? Aaron, Mishnah tells us in Pirkei Avos, which we all know, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Yubeis, Oev Shalom, Virodev Shalom. Aaron represents the idea of Achdus. Aaron represents the Anani HaKavod. Anani HaKavod is the idea that all of Klal Yisrael gets together. We are all one nation. The Gemara says something fascinating. There's a whole discussion. Are you allowed to take something? Are you allowed to borrow? Are you allowed to be yotze your mitzvah with something borrowed? Let's say you borrow a lulav. Again, it's not so clear. Maybe you do it as a matana, but you have to give it back as a present. Let's say you go into a borrowed sukkah. Let's say you just decide to go into a sukkah. Are you yotze? The Gemara says yes. Kol ha'ezrach yeshro b'sukkos. Why is that? Why are you allowed to just go into a sukkah and make a bracha? So this understanding, because the sukkah, we're all one nation, and we're all involved in the from the cloud of the Ribbono Shel Olam. So because of that, since sukkah represents the idea of togetherness, represents the idea of achdus, so therefore it's one big sukkah. The Gemara says in sukkah that we're gonna, in the time of Mashiach, we're gonna be sitting in the sukkah shel Livyason. We're gonna be sitting in that special sukkah. The Gemara in the beginning of Avodah Zarah, on Daf Beis, Daf Gimel, says, the Umas HaOlam, the nations of the world started complaining. And they said, it's not fair. How come you give mitzvahs to the Klal Yisrael, you don't give any mitzvahs to us? So, Hashem says, you know what? I'm going to give you the mitzvah of Sukkah. The Goyim go in, and then Hashem made it very hot. So what happened? The Goyim left. And then they kicked it. Famous Gemara. But the Gemara says something amazing. It says, each one, Kol Echad Ve'Echad, went out by themselves. Why? Why Kol Echad Ve'Echad? Because the nations of the world, not Klal Yisrael, is Yechidim. It's not the Achdus of Klal Yisrael. So when they leave, it goes one by one. But Klal Yisrael is together as a unit. We're a unit. The Gemara tells us in Rosh Hashanah, Dr. Tev Zayin Amibayz, that talking about the different things that a person gets judged on. And the Gemara says that when we're judged on the Chag, referencing Sukkot, Nidonin al Hamayim. Why Nidonin al Hamayim? Lashon singular. So the Achronim say, Ki Isha Chabalev Echad. Sukkot is the idea of all of Klal Yisrael coming together. We know that you have Dalin Minim. You take the Lulav. And in the Lulav, you have your Haravos and your Hadassim. However, the Torah knows the most expensive thing is the Esrog. People could spend hundreds and hundreds of dollars just on the Esrog alone. The Haravos are much cheaper. Right? In Israel, you get them for 5 shekel. Maybe in America, like $1.50. I remember my sister when she was in Israel, my older sister, when she was in Israel, my grandparents came to Israel. And my sister went and she got my grandfather, Rav Amzer Olvashom, she got him Dal and Minim, and she couldn't find our rubles. First of all, the seller ripped her off. They saw an American. Instead of charging her 300 shekel, I think they charged her $300. But she didn't have our rubles. Can you imagine spending so much money and you don't have something for $1? Well, Hashem, they found, and they were able to be Yotzei the Mitzvah. My daughter actually just told me that this is going to be the first year that you don't take all Dalad Minim. You're not going to take the Arava. So I said to her, what do you mean I can take the Arava? You know, each one might be its own separate thing. But the Rambam and the Ramban. And she's like, Tati, what are you, okay, Rambam, Ramban. And I said, it's one Lakicha. You got to put it all together. It's one big mitzvah. It's not 4 separate mitzvahs. So she said, I know, but the Arava has no smell and has no taste. The Arava has to go into quarantine. It doesn't have, it might have corona. So it doesn't have smell, and it doesn't have taste. It has to go into quarantine. It probably has corona. So I said, here, it's a good joke. I like that joke. Okay, but still, we need to take Dal Aminim. However, we know that the lulav, you make the bracha on the lulav. The Gemara says, why on the lulav? That's what's more important, pre-Yetz Hadar. No, says the Gemara, because lulav is the tallest. But then, we know that when the most chashiv thing should be in the right hand, but we take the lulav in the right hand, and we take the esrog in the left hand, if you're a righty. So why is that? Because the lulav has the hadassim and the aravos. And the hadassim and the aravos is representing, again, you got to put it all together, Kicha Tama says the Gemara, put it all together, but it's representing more people of Klal Yisrael. So we have this idea, the idea of Anani HaKavod. Aaron represents Achdus. I was just in Yeshiva for Yom Kippur. It's was able to make it. Took one of my daughters. Even though there was a seger, we were able to get yishur that it could go. And I had zechus to speak. I had zechus to speak to the whole yeshiva. Right, Kol Nidre night, the night of Yom Kippur. So again, you know, I do like what he over here, ask a couple of questions. And I told them my basketball story. Everyone's heard me speak. I tell the basketball story, how I play Bokrim. And, you know, I play them. And it's for them. If I beat them, they have to finish a Masechta. And if they beat me, so then I don't tell my wife about this, even though she obviously does everything for me, but then she'll make them a deli roll, or blondies, or brownies. And I seemingly Hashem gives me siyata d'shmaya, and I'm always able to win. It was that one time that I told the boy that we're going to play for Baba Kama. He has to finish a Masechta 122 blot. It's a lot of blot. And he was up 10-7. And we were playing to 11. I don't know why it turned into 11. What's so special at 11? But that's the number you play to. And the ball, he shot it. And it looked like it was going in. And he said, I'll take my deli roll crispy. I told the story of Nishiva. Ball went in. I told the story before. Ball goes out. I take the ball. I come back. And I win. He was very upset. And I turned to him. The new Kiddush in this story. And I turned to him. And I said, Baruch Hashem, you're going to be able to do Baba Kama. So he said, what do you mean? This is crazy. How did I lose to you? And I said to him, we're on the same team. I'm on your team. He said, what do you mean you're on my team? I said, I'm playing for you. You want Baba Kama. You don't think you want Baba Kama, but we're on the same team. You're playing for the Ribbono Shel Olam, Hashem's team. You want to learn his Torah. Okay, you're going to have challenges. You're going to go back to America and you have to do college and it's going to be hard. But this Baba Kama is going to help you. Because we're all on the same team. We're all on the same team. That's what Sukkot represents. You know, Yom Kippur, we're davening. And it's amazing. We're saying Al Chayit and we're clapping our... And everyone's singing. Why? Because there's unity when the Tzibur comes together. There's unity. Famous story, which I told before, of Toscanini with the symphony. I remember last year getting an email from my uncle, Gedalia Bamzer, right? So he writes me the emails, and I spoke about the famous story of Toscanini. That Toscanini was at the symphony, and someone came over to me afterwards, and he said, how was it? He said, everything was awesome. It was just one little clarinet that wasn't there. I said, what? One of the hundreds of people. I've been to these musical festivals. Unbelievable. I once had to take a college class. I had to go to a symphony. And I had to analyze all the different musics. And he said, there was one person not there. I'm telling you. And they found out, they did research, there was one person not there. And they came to Toscanini and they said, how'd you know? He said, because everyone's important. Everyone makes a difference. Again, you might have the guy that's going to play the trombone or the clarinet, but that one guy playing the string, he also. Because Achdus of Klal Yisrael, coming together, that's what Klal Yisrael is about. When we come to the Sukkah, we take the Yom Kippur, which we'll talk about, the Achdus of Yom Kippur, of a Tzibur, and we bring it into the Sukkah. The Dubna Magid says, tells a beautiful story to answer up question two. Question two was Rabbeinu Bechai. Rabbeinu Bechai is making all these comparisons of all the different dimensions of the sukkah. The if you do 7 by 10, right, the 10 tefachim is the height and 7 is the width. That represents the Shivim Panim LaTorah and the Aseres HaDibros. So the Dubna Magid says a story. There was a king and he had his daughter and he marries her off and everything looks great. And the daughter comes back to her father and says, Dad, I'm married and everything looks great, but I just want to let you know, it's not great. It's not great. This guy is not a good guy. So the king turns to his daughter and his son-in-law and he says, you know what? I want you to spend 7 days with me. Says the Dubna Magid, after Yom Kippur, all the Satan and the different Malachim are coming and saying, come on, Klal Yisrael, they made it up one day. Okay, it's not so hard to have one day of tshuva. They don't really mean their tshuva. But then Hashem says, you know what? I want my special nation. I want them to come to dwell with me for 7 days right after Yom Kippur. You know, we spoke about that there's an idea. We know that the first stage of a marriage, nowadays it's all together. In the time of Chazal, they would have Erusin and Kedushin. They would put the ring on. They would be married. They wouldn't live with each other, but they would be married. They would have to separate for a year, and then a year later, they would have the Nisuin. I remember that when I had to take my Bechina with the Rav Herschel Schachter, so I was asking him, I knew him, I actually learned with him Bechavrusa when I was in NCSY Kol, when I was in Madrich, and I knew him, I was in the Beis Medrash, and I remember talking to him and learning, and I was very nervous because I had to take a Bechina with him, you know, one of the Gedolim, Rav Schachter, and I said, you know, I was talking to him, asking him a bunch of questions, so I turned to him, and I said, Rav Schachter, I have to take a Bechina with you. So he said to me, okay, enough with me, with you asking me questions, I'm going to ask you some questions. So he said, okay, tell me what is the difference between Kiddushin, the first stage, and Nisuin. And it was by such a siyata d'shmaya, because literally the night before, I heard a share from one of my Rebbeim, Rabbi Anderson Sachs, who went and he told like 10 different differences, and I told Rav Schachter, I was able to tell him the exact question I learned the night before. It was by such a siyata d'shmaya, similar to the story, my grandfather, Al Vashom, Rav Bamzer, Chaim Zev Bamzer, Al Vashom, he tells a story that he was once at a convention, and he was giving a big drasha, and he saw Rav Moshe there, and Rav Moshe was listening. He said the drasha in Yiddish. I wish I knew Yiddish. And afterwards, he went up to Rav Moshe, and he was trying to talk to him, and he said, you know, Rav Moshe, I have a yetzahara to get smicha by you. And Rav Moshe turned to him, and he said, yeah, it's not a yetzahara, it's a yetzahara. Again, he was mivakish. Again, not totally similar to my story. But again, why am I telling you this? It's a nice story, it's a good story, but Erusin, because why? Pesach represents the idea of Erusin. We left Mitzrayim. We are forming ourselves. And then we go to a Shavuos. Shavuos represents the idea of Matan Torah, the Nisuin, the marriage. But then we go to the Sheva Brachos, because the Sheva Brachos represent that we're dwelling with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we're taking the Torah of the Shavuos and we're making it real, we're putting it in. So why is it, asked the Torah? Why is it after Yom Kippur? Why are we doing it now? Do it later. Why Sukkot? So says the Torah, the famous reason, because in Pesach time, it's beautiful. The weather is beautiful. They have their huts. People won't realize why you're going outside. They'll think it's just an outhouse. But now, especially in other, you know, in Israel, it didn't start raining yet. But it's going to start rain. You know, it's cold and it starts raining. So we're showing Hashem, no, we're doing it now. But the Vilna Gaon says something a little different. He says, you know why we're doing it right after Yom Kippur? Because Yom Kippur was the time that we went and Moshe Rabbeinu, he came down. He saw the Chet HaEgel and he went back up and he davened his brains off in Yud Gimel Midos, and then he came down on Yud Tishrei Yom Kippur and he came down in the second Luchos and he said, Hashem, look at the second Luchos. And then a couple days later, says the Vilna Gaon, they worked and they did the Mishkan, and that represents the idea of the Sukkah. The Sukkah. So we take the idea, we take the goal, is that we take the Yom Kippur experience and we bring it in to Sukkot. We take the Luchos, the Torah. The Beis Halevi says that the Luchos Shnios, the second Luchos, the first Luchos were fanfare and all the loud noises, but there wasn't real Amelus, it wasn't toil. When they came down for the second Luchos, it was about Amelus. We show Hashem that we're come down. We just had a Yom Kippur. And we want to channel it. We want to take that Torah. We want to take that connection to you, Hashem. And we want to bring it to you. And that's what the Dalaminim represent. That we have the Priyetz Hadar. We have the Arava and the Hadas and the Lulav. And we say Halal. The Mishnayos talk about how we say Halal with the Dalaminim. Because the Dalaminim represent all of Klal Yisrael coming together. And then we have this idea of the Sukkah. What's the Sukkah about? The Sukkah represents where we leave our Diras Keva, we leave our homes, and we go into the Diras Arai. but it's right after our Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is a day of Slicha, an amazing day, a hard day, but an amazing day. But Yom Kippur is a day of inspiration, where a person's screaming out to Shema Yisroel, Hashem Hu Elokim. But we don't live with Yom Kippur. We only have one Yom Kippur a year. But inspiration, what's inspiration? A person gets inspired, and a lot of times we get inspired from different things. And then a couple days later, it could just die down. What's inspiration? Inspiration is not who you are. Inspiration is what you can be. You know what real growth is when you work hard. So right after Yom Kippur, we want to make it lemaisa. We want to make it come true. So then we have the dwelling of the sukkah. But it's Zman Simcha Seinu, as the Rambam writes at the end of Hilchos Lulav. It's a time of closeness to Hashem. And we take our Rosh Hashanah to Aseres Yemei Tshuva, to Yom Kippur, and we bring it and we make it real that we're going to dwell in Hashem's sukkah. We take the inspiration and we make it practical. Says the Meshech Chochma, why specifically right after Shemitah do we have Hakel? Because Shemitah represents the time of Amunah, imagine, for a whole year doing nothing and letting Hashem just run the world, doing nothing, not working your produce. But then after you have that amazing experience, now you go to Hakel, now you do the Yirei Shamayim, now you go to Yerushalayim as a tzibur together. So says Rabbeinu Bechai, why the sukkahs represent when you're learning Ba'amelos, it's like you're in the sukkah. What's the pshat? Why is that? Because when you're learning the Hashem's Torah and you're trying to understand Hashem and you're putting Ba'amelos and you're working hard, you're in the sukkah, because the sukkah is the dwelling place of the Ribbono Shel. And we're all trying to build that relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. We're trying to make the relationship real. So again, let's just review the Chidah. Why specifically Anani HaKavod? Because Anani HaKavod represents the Achdus. The Aaron represents Achdus. Rabbeinu Bechai, why when you're sitting in the Sukkah, when you're learning Torah, it's like you're sitting in the Sukkah, and Aseres HaDibro is 10 Tfachim, because we want to get close. The Amelus, that we take a Yom Kippur experience with our Torah, and we bring it into the Sukkah. We make it, it's a finalization of Yomim Noraim, going from Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur to a Sukkot, and it's also a finalization of the Sholosh Regalim, because it's all about the relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But it's taking the inspiration of Yom Kippur, and it's Zman Simchaseinu, because when you're dwelling with the Ribbono Shel, and you make Hashem part of your life, that is a time of Simcha. That means, as Rav Soloveitchik says, Simcha means Lifnei Hashem Elokecha. You're standing before God. And as we are about to approach the holiday of Sukkot, so many holidays, Baruch Hashem, we have to realize the amazing what Hashem has given us. Given us these amazing mitzvos, the Dalet meaning, the Sukkah. Leaving the house and going to Diras Arai, but making the Ribbono Shel Olam real in our lives. Everyone should have an amazing Sukkot. A Zaman Simchaseinu. And Bezus Hashem, we should be sitting in the Sukkah with Leviathan, Mashiach, and everyone, we should be in one big Sukkah, everyone together, Ba'achtus. And Bezus Hashem, everyone should have an amazing Yontif, a great Shabbos with a Yontif, the Kedushas Shabbos, Kedushas Yontif, and everyone should have a very, very meaningful Yontif with Sukkis and bringing Hashem into their lives. Have an amazing Shabbos in Yom Tov.